Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. It's October 29, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released April 4, 2003.
Nazarene, I'm sure this is a question many of our listeners will find of interest. With your current efforts concerning the Iraq War, will you be able to continue producing Here's Jesus?
Though it is proving extremely difficult, Alora, we are trying our best to keep Here's Jesus going. We believe it is a very important project and actually has reached many people, though we have not even been able to get a radio station to play the episodes. It is just being passed around from person to person so much and is being enjoyed by so many that we feel we should do our utmost to keep it going. Though I am taking a personal interest in the Iraq War and helping the Iraqis as much as I can bloody the Americans' noses and try to make the Americans understand that they have to accept God's peace plan for the Middle East of a separate homeland for the Palestinians outside of Israel, with Israel keeping all of the land it now holds, even that claimed by the Palestinians, including Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. This is the kingdom of God's chief project in the world right now, and what we are working on so much because it means the very survival of the kingdom of God in mankind. If we fail, all is lost. But we are trying hard with all our efforts to keep Here's Jesus going and perform the work that we must do in this far and distant land. It is difficult, but the kingdom of God will succeed.
Oh, that's great news, Nazarene. I think it's very important, too. Thanks so much for keeping Here's Jesus going.
It is God's wish, Alora, and what is God's wish, we will do.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
Jesus here. Alora is sleeping again. She does so much for us, and there is so little time. She needs her rest. So I am taking this segment by myself again. I am asked quite a bit if I have any regrets about what the Kingdom of God did at the beginning of the Iraq War. Do we feel that the assistance that we were giving the Iraqi forces led to the situation that exists today? Absolutely not. The Kingdom of God is very flexible. It can change its course very quickly. And when we saw the danger that was coming, we quickly changed what we were doing and supported the American troops and saw to it that they did a very excellent job. What happened in Iraq after the battle was won was the fault of those that would not go in and aggressively go after those that were causing the problems, those that tried to compromise and make deals, talk to the people that couldn't be talked to, that hated and despised them and only wanted to kill them. You cannot negotiate with people like this. Unfortunately, the great start that we made was crippled, and now we are in the struggle that we are in. But no, I do not regret what we were doing at the beginning of the war. I do not regret it at all, because at the time it was the right thing to do.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com.
We'll be back again.